Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Midos. We are up to Parakei, Mishnah Gimel. Sheish Lishchos Hayu Ba'Azara, Shalosh Ba'Safim, Shalosh Ba'Darim. There were six rooms in the Azara, three in the north, three in the south. Shebadarim Lishchos HaMelech, Lishchos HaParv, Lishchos HaMadichim. In the south, there was the Lishchos HaMelech of salt, Lishchos HaParva, and the Lishchos HaMadichim of the people who would rinse. Lishchos HaMelech, Shem Hayu Nos HaMelech LaKarban, Lishchos HaMelech, as it was aptly named, they would keep the salt that they would use for the karbanos. Lishchos HaParva, Shem Hayu Molchin Oros Kachim. Lishchos HaParv is where they would actually salt the Kachim. Val Gaga Hayabesa Tvila, the Kohen Gadol Biyom HaKippurim. And on the top there was a mikvah for the Kohen Gadol to use in Yom Kippur. Lishchos HaMadichin, Shamayim Madichin Kirvah Kachim. Lishchos HaMadichin is where they would rinse off the intestines of the Kachim. Umisham Mesibol, the Gag Beis HaParva. And there was a staircase that went up from there to the Gag Beis HaParva where the mikvah for the Kohen was. And then finally, Mishnah Dalit. Shabbat Safon, Lishchos HaEitz, Lishchos HaGazes. In the northern side, there was a Lishchos HaEitz, Lishchos HaGola, and the Lishchos HaGazes. Lishchos HaEitz, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shechachti Ma'ase Meshamesh. So Elazar ben Yaakov says, I don't know what they use the Lishchos HaEitz for. Abba Shalom, Lishchos Kohen Gadol. Abba Shalom says, it was where the Kohen Gadol would live in advance of Yom Kippur when he was getting ready for the Avodah. V'yaisa Acharishtehen. And it looked like it was behind the other two rooms when you look from the east. The Gag Shlosh and Shava, and the roofs of all three were at the same height. Lishchas Hagola Shem Haya Bor Kavua. The Lishchas Hagola had a well that was dug there. The Hagalgal Nosan 11 had a wheel that was over the well to lower a bucket into the water. Misham Masapi Mayim Lekol Azara, and that's where they got water for the Azara. Lishchas Hagazis. What about the chamber of hewn stone? The Lishchas Hagazis. Shem Haya Sanhedrin Gadol Shel Yisrael Yoshevis. That's where the Sanhedrin Hagadol sat. Vidonas HaKuhuna, and they would judge the Kuhuna by deciding which Kohanim were ra'ui to serve. The Kohen Shnimitzah B'Psul Lo V'Shchor Mesativ Shchor V'Yotiv V'Holichlo, and the Kohen who was disqualified had to walk out wearing black as a sign of rejection and humility. V'Shalonimitzah B'Psul Lo V'Shlavanim Mesativ Lavanim B'Nichnas, and if he was determined to be worthy, he would wear white and enter M'Shami Shemachav HaKohanim, and he would go serve together with the other. Now they would make a Yom Tov, meaning the Kohanim who were allowed to go serve would make a celebration. That there wasn't a psul in the Zara Shel Aaron HaKohen. They would say Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Shalonim Tzapsul Bzara Shel Aaron. That blesses Hakadosh Baruch that there's no psul in the Zara of Aaron. Baruch Hu Shabachar Baron Banav Lamal Lasharis Lifnei Hashem Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. And blessed is Hashem who chose Aaron Ubanov to go and serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So to review what we learned today in Parakei Mishnah Gimel, we described the six Lashachos, three in the north and three in the south, and we identified the ones that were in the south, and then in Mishnah Dalet we identified the three that were in the north and what they were used for, and then we described, once we were describing the Lishchos HaGazes, how they would decide which Kohanim would get to serve and which didn't, and the ones that got to serve would have a nice celebration in honor of the fact that they were able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and that brings us to the end of Maseches Midos. I believe we have only one more Masechta in all of Seder Kachem, and that is Maseches Kinim.